Hypertension, or high blood pressure, is a common medical condition. It can be especially dangerous for people who are pregnant or who recently gave birth. It can contribute to health problems, including strokes and even death. And Black women are most likely to suffer serious complications. WBUR's Priyanka Dayal McCluskey reports on how one Boston hospital is tackling this disparity by asking pregnant patients to monitor their blood pressure at home.
With both feet flat on the floor, Kenise Nevers settles into a sofa in her Brockton living room. She peels open a blood pressure cuff. Nevers straps the cuff around her left arm and taps a button to turn it on. She exhales as the cuff squeezes around her bicep. Nevers is tracking her blood pressure as part of a home monitoring program for patients of Boston Medical Center who are pregnant or recently had babies and are at risk for hypertension. It's a central piece of a hospital-wide effort to take better care of Black, Hispanic, and Asian patients. Each reading takes about a minute.
It's perfect.
Blood pressure cuffs are hardly a new tool in medicine, but this one is high-tech. Like a cell phone sending a text message, Nevers' cuff sends each blood pressure reading straight to her electronic health record. That's where her nurse, Megan O'Brien, sees the numbers. O'Brien's job is to support patients who track their blood pressures at home.
So the first thing I do every morning is look at all of the high readings that have come in since the night before.
Blood pressure measures the force of blood pushing against the artery walls. When that force is too high, it can lead to serious problems like stroke for the pregnant person and low birth weight for the baby. High blood pressure is sometimes called the silent killer because it can rise to dangerous levels without causing pain or other symptoms. That's why O'Brien has to watch so closely. If she sees a concerning number, she follows up.
And I review those right away, and I'm immediately calling those patients to check in, see how they're feeling, do a full triage assessment over the phone, have them double check their blood pressure.
The patient might need a new medication, or they might need to come to the hospital. Sometimes they have to deliver the baby early. And after delivery, some patients are still at risk of developing complications like seizures or stroke. O'Brien monitors their blood pressures on her laptop and watches for warning signs.
We're intervening so much quicker in these potential problems that, you know, could be happening at home. Stroke, heart attack, seizure. And so it's really about catching those as fast as possible.
Blood pressure can rise suddenly during pregnancy, even for people with no history of hypertension. When it gets to a critical level, it's called preeclampsia. Boston Medical Center's home monitoring program aims to prevent this dangerous condition, but there's another goal too, reducing the stark racial disparities in maternal health.
My name is Dr. Tina Yarrington. I'm the director for maternal fetal medicine at Boston Medical Center, and this is my passion project.
That's because Yarrington has treated a lot of patients whose pregnancies didn't go well. Black patients are much more likely than white patients to experience complications or death. And the problems often start with high blood pressure.
It's the root cause for many, many maternal health inequities. People who are marginalized by structural racism, people who are Black, African American, Latina, Hispanic, suffer higher levels of hypertension and higher levels of complications when that hypertension strikes.
Yarrington says preeclampsia affects about 14% of BMC's white patients.
But in our Black and African American population, it's closer to 18%.
Giving patients a blood pressure cuff at home may seem like a simple intervention, but not all healthcare providers have the resources that BMC has, and not all patients want to check their blood pressures at home. They may find it all too stressful or time-consuming, or they might not have a comfortable place to rest their arms while using the cuff.
It's still unknown to what degree self-monitoring at home will actually impact outcomes.
That's Dr. Rose Molina, an OBGYN at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. She says the research so far is inconclusive, but she thinks doctors should keep studying whether monitoring blood pressure at home can help patients who have trouble accessing care at a doctor's office.
I think that's one of the most exciting things about this, is that it does have the potential to reduce inequities because it brings care home.
Doctors at Boston Medical Center are gathering data on their program, but they say they're already seeing some promising results in patients like Kenise Nevers. Nevers was 8 months pregnant and cooking chicken for a big family dinner one evening in October when her blood pressure suddenly spiked.
We were actually getting ready to play cards. And I was like, oh, let me just check my blood pressure before I play. And yep, night ended pretty quick.
Nevers went to the hospital, and the next day, doctors induced labor. Her baby, AJ, was born 3 weeks early, but strong and healthy.
Hey. Hi.
Now that she and AJ are back home, Nevers says she's grateful that doctors and nurses watched her during pregnancy and after.
I mean, I feel like I was closely monitored. Of course, you're always going to worry. It's pregnancy. Things change all the time, but it eased some of my worry.
Nevers made it past the high-risk postpartum days without developing a complication. But she has chronic hypertension, so she still keeps her blood pressure cuff handy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey.